Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. You're listening to the fourth episode of a mini-series entitled Your English Podcast, or YEP for short. Got a little bit of background music in this one, in the background. That's why it's called background music, because you put it on in the background. Yes, just to add a little bit of excitement, a little bit of drama, a bit of grooviness, a bit of sort of funkiness to the background of this one. Yes, that's the idea. Okay, then. In this episode, I'm going to showcase some more recordings sent to me by listeners to the podcast as part of this big competition which I've launched in order to celebrate 200 episodes of Luke's English Podcast. You should know all the details of this competition by now. I imagine that you've already listened to the previous three episodes of this competition. You'll also know that this is just a sort of mini-series, and normal podcasting will... try and speak properly, Luke. Okay, then. Normal podcasting will be resumed in due course, but we're in the middle of like this mini-series of episodes showcasing competition entries from listeners, as I said. So you should know all the details. If you don't know all the details, go back in time, if that's possible, to episode 200, where you'll find all of the stuff that you need to know in order to understand what on earth is going on. Just a quick recap, though. Here's how it works, all right? You can vote for your favourite competition entry from each episode, okay? You can vote for your favourite one from episode one. You can vote for your favourite in episode two. You can vote for your favourite in episode three and episode four. I think you get the idea. You get one vote per episode. It's pretty easy to understand. It shouldn't be difficult. I invite everyone listening to vote. The process is very straightforward. All you need to do is choose who your favourite is in the given episode that you're listening to. And then you just go to the webpage, teacherluke.co.uk, find the episode, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, or number eight. And just add, as a comment, who you're going to vote for. So it could be like, I'd like to vote for Miles Davis from New York, or, for example. Or I'd like to vote for Harry Potter from England. You know, you get the idea. Just leave your vote like that in the comments section. At the end of the whole process, I'm going to count all the votes and I'll decide who's the winner. It might be that there's just a draw, that everyone gets the same number of votes. That might happen. If that does happen, I haven't decided what I'm going to do, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it. That's right. Okay, you get the idea, don't you? Fine, good. I think it's time now for me to begin by playing you the recordings that I've received. Yeah? Okay, let's do that. Let's do that. So in this episode, you're going to hear from these people. You're going to hear from Hamid from Pakistan, Harvey from Colombia, Heen from Vietnam, Hedi, I think that's how I say your name, Hedi from India, Hiroshi from Japan, Irina from Russia, Iril from Indonesia, Ivan from Indonesia, who now is living in Australia, Ivan from Russia, and Javier from Spain. Okay, so we've got Pakistan, Colombia, Vietnam, India, Japan, Russia, Indonesia, Russia, and Spain. That's Russia twice. It's a big country. What are you going to do? Okay, are you ready for this? Of course you are. I think it's time to cut the music and kick out the jams with some competition entries. All right then, let's get that started. I hate to turn off the music because it's nice, isn't it? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what they do on the radio. I'm going to fade it out like this because I'm a radio DJ. Okay. If you were wondering, that was Eddie Henderson. The track was called Prance On. You know, it's a bit of jazz funk because I like that kind of thing. So Let's kick things off with a recording which was sent to me from Pakistan. And the gentleman who recorded it is called Hamid. So this is Hamid from Pakistan, and you're going to hear him right now.
Hello, listeners. Hello, all lepers. I'm Hamid Naveed from Pakistan. An interesting thing about me is that I'm also an English language teacher like Luke. You know, this is the first time I'm recording my voice. I don't know how I sound. I feel I sound strange. But let's see. I'm an ardent listener and a big fan of LAP, Luke's podcast. I like Luke's voice. I think it's very charming. It's very sweet. You know, I want to sound like Luke. I don't know whether that's possible or not. Let me try to sound like Luke. I want to record podcasts like Luke, you know. Let me try to copy Luke. Hello, listeners. Welcome to a brand new episode of Luke's English Podcast. It's been ages since you heard from me last time. Because I've been damn busy. How did I sound? I don't know. You can say how I sounded. You know why I like Luke's English podcast is the way Luke speaks. His podcasts are so real and natural. Unlike so many other ESL podcasts, where the announcers, the teachers speak at so unnatural rate of speech and they sound so unnatural. On the other hand, Luke's podcasts, audio files are very natural. There is this natural touch that you see in Luke's podcasts. Again, I repeat, I like his voice. I wish I could have Luke's voice. If I were Luke, I'd record more episodes on movies, Hollywood movies, of course. Maybe I'd take a movie scene, then explain it. Maybe I'll discuss the plot of the movie, the direction, the music. It's different aspects. Maybe I'll start with, let's say, my favorite movie, Saving Private Ryan. It's a movie about the Second World War. A shockingly realistic depiction of the brutalities of war. It's directed by my favorite director, Steven Spielberg, and it stars my favorite actor, Tom Hanks. A must watch. If I won £1 million, what would I do? You know, the very first thing I'd do is to go and meet Luke. Yes, believe me. I'm serious. How do I improve my English? Well, I always try to improve my English. I mostly listen to, of course, Luke's English podcast. But in addition to that, I go on to listen to www.bbclearningenglish.com, one of my favorite websites. It has so many sections. I recommend that website to you. Though, if somehow I could change the world and somehow I could change one thing about the world, would be to rid the world of all the weapons and the guns and the bombs, to make it a peaceful place, to make it a peaceful place to live. A message to all my lepers, listen to Luke, listen to Luke's podcasts, because Luke's the best. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you, Hamid from Pakistan. There is a kind of running theme going on here, isn't there? Which is that basically people like my podcast, which is nice. It's really nice and brilliant. And I must be amazing or something. I don't know about that, but we'll see. We'll see how things pan out, eh? Now, that was Hamid from Pakistan. Suggestion there that you made was that I do more podcasts about movies, and it's definitely something I'd love to do. In fact, for ages, I've had this idea, which is called Luke's Classic Movie Moments. And in Luke's Classic Movie Moments, we look at a classic moment from the movies, and then I talk about it. and maybe we listen to one of the scenes from it, learn some of the English from it, and that kind of thing. It's a good idea, isn't it? Saving Private Ryan, yes, good film. Tom Hanks, you can't go wrong with a bit of Tom Hanks. I always enjoy Tom Hanks. Anyway, I said before I didn't have time to comment too much after each entry, but you just heard from Hamid from Pakistan, and now we're going to go to Colombia, and we're going to hear from Harvey. Okay, so this is Harvey in Colombia.
Hi, Luke. Listeners around the world, how are you? How is it going? My name is Harvey. I am from Colombia. Now I am living in Australia. Today, I would like to talk about cultural shock because I've been living in this Aussie country and I have lived in all the faces and it was really hard for me. If I were know about all these faces, it would have been easier for me, but I would like to recommend you, your listeners around the world, if you are going to live in abroad, be aware of this. This can help you to manage. I reject everything here, food, places, party, dancing. But the thing that I most reject was the transport. The transport is really good here, but they are inside of there of how the people behave. I don't like it. After that, I start to negotiate with all the things inside of Melbourne. It's different, but it's not a great issue. You only have to be. Well, you can deal with that. It's not a great issue. But now I feel really, really good here. But maybe you are wondering what was it too hard for me? I've been working in the same company in Colombia for around 11 years, and I like it. I live it really, really well in Colombia. But one of my child dreams was to live in a developed country, so I decided to go for it. I asked permission in my company, and I was commissioned for studying here. I wanted to go to England, and I watched really good football. But you know, Australians like footy, and it's not good. I prefer football, the first sport around the world. I had work in a studying visa, and I had saved enough money, so I didn't need to work here. But 5 months ago, I went to Colombia, and I got married, and I splashed all my money. So I say myself, I had to work. So I started to work like a kitchen hand, after the cleaner and waiter. But in Colombia, I was the boss. I get some order, I suffer some things. I read documents and sign it. It's mental work, but here it's a physical work. And I think that every transition in your life is difficult. However, I could manage. And now I feel really, really good here. And it has been a challenge for me, but I can do it. And the second thing I would like to talk is about the show Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. I like to know the contrast of everything around the world, and I think this show tried to do it. Try to be really objective in every topic. Thank you so much. You only chose us one topic, is when you used this show win FIFA World Cup contracts, and now I have watched almost all his episodes. It's a great show. And the other thing that I would like to talk is about the show Ali G. You chose us one episode, and now I had listened almost all his episodes. And it's really, really funny. Almost all the time I can understand his jokes. But sometimes, you know, you don't have the all the basis of the joke, or the culture, or the environment around the world, and you can understand, but it's because you don't live in United States or in UK. You live in another country with another things than so you don't have the support of the joke, but you don't understand, but it's okay. I can enjoy it, I can. This show is really awesome. And thank you so much, Luke, for all the things that you are doing for us is really is helping me too much. Thank you so much. And that's it. Bye, bye, bye.
Hi, that was Harvey from Colombia. Well done for kind of making that transition from, you know, the sort of Colombian culture to the Australian culture. Well done for doing that. And I'm really glad that you're listening to things like Ali G and also John Oliver. I love John Oliver's comedy. I think he's brilliant. And, of course, Ali G. So that was Harvey from Colombia. And next up, we're going to go and visit Vietnam. And we're going to hear from Hien from Vietnam.
Hello, everyone. I am Hien. Hien. H-I-E-N. I'm from Vietnam. I have just answered the first question. So the second, how did you discover Lux English podcast? I can't remember, but because at that time Lux English podcast didn't accept me. Sorry, Luke, but it's a true. Because my English is very it's not good at that time. I can't understand anything you say, even a word. I remember the first episode I listened to is A Day in the Life. And the second, let me see, maybe are you a good learner of English? And I don't know it's when this is stuck, but I guess it's maybe 210 or 2010 or 2011. Number three, what do you like about Luke's English podcast? I like Luke's English podcast because Luke always comes up with a lot of useful information. Wider knowledge and sense of humor, interesting ideas, and he also invites a lot of guests into chat box in his podcast. They ask from WhatsApp Live, so I can learn from them. How do they do their job, their experience, their skill, their tips to learn English. For example, a spy and of Oxford student, a Chinese student that study in Oxford. A German guy learning English. It's something like that. So it's very like Luke is my podcast, and that's also the reason I listen to them every day. His podcast is very natural. He speaks as if a native speaker speaks to a native speaker. So when I listen to him every day, I can understand anything he said, as well as the native speak, different native speaker speak. In fact, I'll be honest, I can understand almost native speaker, but some of them, because their accent, their slang, and the way they talk, the way they explain. Number six, how do you like to improve your English? And can you give us some tips? I bring all of episode into paper, and first I listen without a transcript. I listen again and again. Maybe for 1 week, if I still don't understand, I will open the script and read. After that, I listen again, and this time I can understand. I do it every day, just so I have not any special script. I just listen and listen. So, it's my audio. Bye bye for now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy my audio and forget my very pet accent.
That was Hien from Vietnam. Hien, it's great to hear from you. It really is. I'm so glad I've got listeners in Vietnam. It was really nice to hear from you. And so that was Hien from Vietnam. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, don't forget that I call for all of you to leave your votes under each episode. Please do that. Leave your votes for your favourite recording that's been sent in. Let's keep moving. And we're now going to go to Japan, not that far from Vietnam, which is convenient. We're going to now go all the way to Japan. And we're going to hear from Hiroshi. And I believe this is Hiroshi Maruyama, who is a long-term listener to Luke's English podcast. And here he is, Hiroshi from Japan.
Hello, my name is Hiroshi, talking from Tokyo, Japan. Today, it's raining. These days, we have rainy days. Autumn is just coming around the corner, and summer is going. Today is the 30th of August and almost end of Luke's English podcast competition, celebrating 200 times achievement of Luke's English podcast. Congratulations. To Luke's English podcast, I think I could improve my listening ability, but I can't speak English very well. It's a pity. I don't have a chance to talk with English speaker here in Tokyo, and I'm looking for a job which I can use English, but it's hard because I can't speak English fluently, and I can't understand the my reading ability is not so good. Still, but I think I can find some job. I hope so. I'm 60 years old and I retired last year. I moved from Kumamoto, Kyushu Island, to Tokyo. Tokyo is quite a big city, and there's many places I recommend to visit. I like the very center of Tokyo. That's a shopping area and also a business area, and nice to walk around, both shopping area, business area, and the riverside. We have big river in Tokyo, like Thames River in London, and there's a nice walkway, so I like to walk around there. And I like cycling there, and I also like driving, and there is a freeway around Tokyo. It's like a cobweb. The transportation system is excellent in Tokyo, subway and the freeway. And if you take a subway, you can go to any place. It's very convenient city. And if I drive, I like to drive down to Yokohama City, another big city near Tokyo. And there's a very big bridge, and it's the beautiful bridges, and cool to drive there. Last week, I went to the firework near my place, and it was quite a big fireworks, and I could enjoy the firework very much. And a few days ago, I went to shopping with my wife, and I bought shoes for her, the mountaineering shoes, She likes mountaineering. She goes mountain often. I don't go back because I had a bad knee. Instead, I go for dancing. I like dancing. I'm into dance lately, especially salsa dance. I like salsa dance. And lately, I'm learning Argentine tango dance also. It's fun to learn new things. I started another activity. It's singing. I'm learning sing with other people, making harmony. So somebody came. And bye-bye. This podcast is... So I hope you have a good day today. Bye.
Fantastic. I love the way that you had to end that because someone came to your front door. I wonder who that was, Hiroshi. Maybe it was the guy from NHK who needed you to pay your TV license fee. I used to get that in Japan sometimes, you know, because I used to live there. Sometimes someone would ring at the door. I was like, who on earth is that ringing on my door? And it's always the guy from NHK, the TV company. And he's there to collect your TV license fee. And I would just go, sorry, no speak Japanese. No, I don't understand the TV. I did. I used to watch the TV all the time. I never paid my license fee. You can get away with that kind of thing when you're a foreigner because the TV license guy couldn't speak English, and so he was very shy, and he would be like, it's okay, no problem. All right. So, Hiroshi, I remember listening to you in the last competition, and I can say with confidence, your English has improved, sir. It's great to hear the improvement in your English, and it's just generally great to hear from you. That was Hiroshi from Japan, and we are now going to move forward, and we're going to go back to India. This is Hidi, I think it's the way I should pronounce your name. Hidi from India, and here he is right now.
Hello, Luke. I'm Haider Ali, and I'm talking from India.
Okay, that's too quiet. Let me try and remedy that. Okay, let's go back to the beginning and hear him again. Let's see if this is a little bit louder.
Hello, Luke. I'm Haider Ali, and I'm talking from India.
I think it can be louder. Sorry about this. Okay. You know what? I'm going to edit this. This is... am I going to edit this? It's going to take too long. I'm not going to edit this, but just bear with me. Oh, I'm sorry for the technical error. Hidi, this isn't fair on you, is it? Because, you know, I'm not giving you a fair sort of shot. I keep interrupting you by raising the volume. But I hope you don't mind. No one minds, do they? No? I don't hear anyone complaining. I think it's fine. All right, so this is Hidi from India. Here he is.
Hello, Luke. I'm Haider Ali, and I'm talking from India. You've made a podcast about visiting India. I listened to it, and I've been listening to your podcast since maybe from the last month, I guess. It's been 1 month, I think, and I've made quite a lot of improvements in speaking. And the thing is, I'm too much interested in the Cockney accent. I used to listen a lot on the YouTube videos. On the YouTube, searching for the videos for this Cockney accent. I love the way that Jason Statham, you might know him, Jason Statham, the way he talks, it's just so awesome, and I love it. And I hope you'll do a podcast on the Cockney accent. And I just want to thank you a lot. Thanks a lot. I don't know. I found your video on. I was searching for this Cockney accent on YouTube, and I found your video on the YouTube, and then I got into I got the address of your website, and I started downloading it. And right now, I was just a few minutes before, I was listening to your podcast on Michael Jackson. I know you have uploaded quite a lot of podcasts till now, and I'm catching up on it. I don't know if you can understand my pronunciation or what. I just want to have your feedback on how I talk. I'd like to improvise. I just love this language of English. You made a podcast on English mania. It's so true, actually. I started my love for English in about 8th or 9th grade, I think. And I was forced to talk in English for 2 years in my school. And that's when I got the basics on English. And I got connected with my friends on Facebook, Twitter, and a few months back on Instagram as well. What else? I don't know what else to say. I'll be sending more MP3s so that I guess this recording and sending is more better for so that I can get your feedbacks on how my talking style is and how my pronunciation is. It's better than writing the email, I think. I hope you're happy with my feedbacks. I don't know, but I got to say you have made a lot of improvements in my talking, and I thank you, thanking you a lot. And as recently I started a page, just scribbling something. I used to scrap my some sentences, a few sentences or short stories like that, and I've just started the page. And you know it's like I just play your podcast one by one when I sit, when I eat something, or when I sit freely, and I just, it's like talking, as you said, it's like talking to somebody from London directly, at least listening to him. So that has made a lot of improvements in my writing as well. I hope you will check that out. I'll put the link in the email. I'll attach the link in my email. I don't know if my grammar is right, my pronunciation is right. I don't know. I'm doing my best, and I know I don't know. I'm just a student now, but someday I'll have a job, and hopefully I'll send you some money or something. I don't know. I really want to be honest. I really want to send you some money, because the thing you're doing, it has made a lot of improvements in me, and I know, I'm sure it has made a lot of improvements in other people as well. And I'd like to get your feedback. I don't know. I'd like to get your reply on my how my talking and how my English is. And I'll stay connected. I'll send you more on the way. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay. So that was actually, I think it's pronounced Heidi Ali. Anyway. So that was Heidi from That was Heidi from India. Come on, Luke, get it together. Okay, right. And, well, of course, thanks for saying thank you so many times. I did send you an email in which I did give you some feedback about your speaking, but I think that most people would agree that despite the fact that the sound quality was not that great in your recording, because there was sort of noise, hiss, there was reverb, we couldn't hear you clearly, but like just forgetting about the sound quality, I think that your voice sounds good, and I think that your pronunciation sounds clear and smooth, and you've got fluency. That, as I've said to you, that's pretty much as I can tell you. And I'm afraid, you know, I can't offer myself as like a free sort of language coach online. All I can do is just produce my episodes of the podcast and you know, offer them to you and hope that you can do something with them, as a lot of people seem to be doing. But it doesn't mean I can necessarily respond to, you know, anything you send to me and give you feedback every time. But I think you understand that, and I think you appreciate that. So that was Heidi from India. And we're now going to move on to Irina from Russia. And I'm just going to check the volume level before we start. You're not going to hear that because I'm clever. I'm going to press pause on this. And then I'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, I'm ready. I've paused it. Check the volume. It seems to be okay. So this is Irina from Russia.
Hi, Luke. Hi, listeners of the Luke's English podcast. My name is Irina. I live in Voronezh. It's a quite big city, which is located in Russia. And first of all, I want to say thank you, Luke, for this opportunity. It's hard to believe that many people from different parts of the world will hear my voice. It is very exciting, and I'm even a bit nervous. So I'm sorry for my pronunciation, and I'm also sorry for recording quality. I know it's pretty bad, but I hope it won't be hard to listen to me. And today I want to tell you a little bit about my interests. I'm very passionate about English language, and I'm basically interested in everything which is connected with it. And I think that English learners will understand that feeling when you just can't pass by a person who has English inscription written on their t-shirt without actually reading and trying to understand. And as you have noticed, there are different types of those inscriptions. Some of them are funny, some of them are stupid, some of them are just names of companies who made these t-shirts. And the last type, which is also the most common type in Russia and my favorite, there are inscriptions on t-shirts of people who actually don't have an idea what is written on their clothes. And recently I've been lucky enough to meet the last type. I've seen a man who had black t-shirt with a whole letter written on it. And that letter started with the words, "Dear Cinderella, now you can go to the ball." I bet the dead man didn't even know how cool his t-shirt was. But I love to read not only English inscriptions. I also love to read different English textbooks. You may agree with me that English textbooks are the most colorful ones, with many pictures inside and different stories. So I often ask my classmates, "Please show me your textbook." And when after a while they see me spending the whole break reading their English textbook, they just think that this is strange. So they came to me and say something like, "Having fun?" And I say, "Yes, I'm having fun." But it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always fun. There were moments when I just wanted to stop learning English. And I'm happy now that I didn't give it up, because otherwise I wouldn't have found a Luke's English podcast, and I wouldn't understand what is written on my t-shirt. And I also wouldn't be interested in different English textbooks. So I want to say thank you, Luke. Thank you so much. More I listen to your podcast, more it inspires me. And now I can say for sure that in future I want to be a teacher. Thank you everyone for listening. Bye.
Bye, Irina. Lovely to hear from you. That was Irina from Russia. I agree, it's very funny when you see people with English on their t-shirts, and sometimes it's just really weird. So you saw some guy with a t-shirt with an entire letter, a letter written to Cinderella on his t-shirt. Okay, fine. I wonder if he realized. I've seen kids, like I saw once a kid in a park in Tokyo, and he had a t-shirt and it just said, "I suggest you take the stairs." Okay, all right, thanks for the advice. I also once in Japan saw a guy walking towards me, and on his t-shirt it just said, "Piss off." I thought, okay. Again, I wonder if he realized. I think sometimes people just put English, people have English stuff on their t-shirts because it looks cool. In the same way here, we, you know, you see people who have tattoos, and it's like the tattoo of Chinese characters or Japanese characters, and they've got no idea what it says. And it probably means, you know, washing detergent, £5 on it or something like that. Okay, so that was Irina from Russia. Let's see, we've got three more people to listen to in this episode, so let's move straight on. We're now going to go to Indonesia, where I spent my holiday recently. So this is Irul from Indonesia.
Hi, Luke, how are you? I hope you're okay. Let me introduce myself. My name is Irul. I'm from Indonesia. Yes, it's your holiday destination. But unfortunately, I live very far away from the place you said it was, Lombok, right? Okay, I live in a little city called Sangatta City, and I think it's about 2 hours by plane. I'm recording my voice in response to your competition, and the question I want to respond is what episode that I like most from your episodes, from your many episodes? I think I like this episode. I like the episode when you challenge your listeners to upload their recording. Why I like it? Because we just feel, at least myself, I feel I'm challenged that I have to record my voice. I have to dare I have to be, what's the word? I have to confidence with my English now. And it's important. Confidence is important when we learn when we learn a language. Okay, and I also have a dream to meet with you, and we can have a trip together. We can go to an interesting place, and maybe you can go to my city, which is just 2 hours by plane. And we also have many interesting places here, not just in Lombok. You can go to Samarinda, you can go to Sangatta, many places here. Before I talk too much, I want to explain, I want to give you the picture of the place where I am recording my voice now. Now I'm recording my voice in my home, which is near with the street, main street, so you may hear the sound of motorcycle, the car, and everything passing by. Yes, but I hope you still be able to hear me well. What else? Yeah, I think that's the point. I wish you come to my town and meet, and we can meet, and I want to take a picture with you and show off to my friend that I have the picture. I have a photo with me and my British teacher there. Okay, and what episode I don't like? No, I think I don't have. I think I don't have an episode that I don't like from yours. Your episodes are good. They are good. Okay, bye bye for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Errol. It sounded like you sort of rode away on a motorbike at the end of that, don't you think? Listen, doesn't it sound like he's sort of sitting on a motorbike and he says, right, goodbye, and just drives away on a motorbike?
Okay, bye bye for now. Goodbye.
That's like a really cool way to end a recording. Well, goodbye. I'm now going to ride away on my motorbike. It took me back to Indonesia, that recording. Just the atmosphere, the sound of it, just sort of the sound of the scooters going by. It took me back. That was Errol from Indonesia. And you know what? We're going to stick around in Indonesia. Just by coincidence, the next recording is also from Indonesia. But this is now, you're now going to hear from Ivan, who is from Indonesia, but he's living in Australia. So this is Ivan from Indonesia in Australia.
You're not listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, don't visit teacherluke.co.uk. Okay, hello everybody. This is not Luke's English Podcast. Luke's not here. It's not here with me. In fact, he might be somewhere else. I don't know. But he left a message here saying that I have to take his place to host the Luke's English Podcast that we know and love. But obviously, I'm not Luke. I don't sound like Luke Thompson. I'm a completely, utterly different person. So let me introduce myself, okay? Let's do that. So, right, my name is Ivan. It's Ivan. You can call me Ivan, but you can also call me Ivan, whichever you like. You know, whatever. It's fine if you want to call me Ivan. If it's easier for you, pronunciation wise. He told me to replace him because he said that he was going somewhere. I think he's currently in the Antarctica, I reckon. But I don't really know. He might be anywhere. But I'm here. I'm currently in his flat. It's quite good. A really good flat, I think. Compared to my flat. By the way, I'm a university student, and compared to the flat of a university student, this one is considerably better. There's a lot of fancy furnitures here and there, and the lighting is really good as well. And there's a picture of himself recording himself. That's a picture of himself recording the podcast, which is great. The flat is really awesome. And the chair, oh my god, I haven't told you about the chair. It's really comfortable. It's really great. It's really awesome. By the way, I haven't gotten any script that I have to read or stuff like that. So I'm going to, as Luke usually says, I'm going to ad-lib the whole thing now. And I don't know why, but he taught me just to make a 5-minute recording first. And then, you know, after that, I can sort of make a longer version, a longer recording to, you know, because I'm replacing him as the host of the podcast. So yeah, but I think he wanted me to make a 5-minute recording as an introduction, I suppose. So let me tell you about, instead of introducing myself, which I already did, I'm just going to tell you guys about Luke's flat and what it's like to be here. It's really nice, as I have told you before. And on the side, there's a window, a very large one, and from which you can see, the entirety of Paris, I suppose. I haven't been to Paris. This is the first time I've gone to Paris, which is great, really awesome. It's an awesome experience. So he kind of contacted me a while back. He said that he was kind of tired doing Luke's English Podcast, and yeah, he wanted to I guess pass the torch to me, I think. So that's why I'm here. What else? There's also a really, really cool looking robot, I think. That's a robot called English Robot 3000, I think. But he's currently turned off. I can't really turn him on. I can't really make him talk. I don't know why. But, you know, I'll probably play with him in a while. But, oh god, it's nearly 5 minutes. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you guys that I'm going to be replacing Luke Thompson from Luke's English Podcast. And, yeah. So, from now on, I'll be your host, I think. So, that's it. Alright, goodbye, guys. See ya. Cheers.
That's your future host of Luke's English Podcast there. That was Ivan from Indonesia, living in Australia. with some sort of description from the inside of my flat. Remarkably accurate, actually. Pretty much completely accurate, except for two things. One of them is that I don't have a picture of myself recording myself on the podcast. Interesting idea, but no, I don't have that. And the other thing is that the seats, it's certainly not comfortable at all. I mean, it's, you know, it's very basic, very simple. You know, I have a very simple life. I don't live in luxury. I don't adorn my apartment with luxurious, comfortable furniture. It's just a very simple wooden chair that I use to record episodes of the podcast. That was Ivan from Indonesia, and we're going to move on now with another Ivan. And this is Ivan from Russia, and you're going to hear him right now. Here he is.
Yo. Hello, people of the world. How are you doing? Hope you're well. As well as I am. To be honest, I didn't plan to record this audio. It's kind of a brave step, or, I mean, it's difficult to start doing something like this, but yeah, I should probably stop saying a bullshit. Oops. Now I'm in bed. I'm about to get asleep, and it's always a state of mind before you go to sleep. When you think through the day you lived, and you're also thinking about the day, about the tomorrow, the day which is about to come, and it's probably, I think it's quite an interesting thing when you think about your life before you get asleep, because you evaluate your actions and you give some marks, sort of the best word is evaluate. So I was thinking that life is wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? I think it is. Probably you disagree with me. You're thinking, oh, I gotta go to work, which I don't like, or I gotta go study something. I don't really want to go there, or just can say that it's autumn coming, and all these rains and bad weather. I want a summer be endless, like in the song. But actually, this "but" is quite a funny thing. In Norwegian, that means no. I mean, "but" in Norwegian is "men," like "men." And a lot of people I know, they like to say "men" to start their conversation. I noticed that because I'm living in Norway now, which is quite logical, since I'm discussing this. And originally I'm from Russia, and I'm working in Norway temporarily. And it's good. Everything is good. Don't worry, be happy. The life is wonderful. Just look around and enjoy the moment. Probably you can hear me. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear me. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the message. So if you can hear, that's already a big reward of God, or just you, whatever you believe in. Enjoy your life, and don't miss a chance to take part in the competition. But probably if you're listening to that and you haven't tried, you had missed or you have missed, whatever, I think you got me. Anyway, it was a pleasure to talk to all the lepers, and unfortunately I didn't get any proper agenda, but I didn't plan to spend so much time on preparation or anything. And now I see how seconds are going. It's almost 4:40. I'm supposed to finish it before 5. And that means I need to say thank you one more time. And that was Ivan. It's not my podcast, it's just entry for competition. Ivan Chumakov, yo, goodbye.
That was a very positive and reassuring message from Ivan from Russia, reporting directly from his bed in Norway. That was very sort of very nice. I like the sentiment, Ivan. Life is wonderful. And I have to agree with you, life is wonderful, especially when you're in bed. I mean, I'm not surprised that you're, you know, enjoying your life so much because you're in bed. I mean, it doesn't get much better, does it? When you're nicely enclosed within the warm sheets of your own bed, it's brilliant. That was Ivan from Russia, and now we're going to hear from the last recording in this episode. And this is none other than Javier from Spain. And here he is.
Hello, everybody. This podcast comes from, well, I guess you have already figured out where this podcast comes from.
Oh, sorry, Javier. I told everyone where you're from. Maybe you spoiled the surprise a little bit. I do apologize.
Because of my accent.
Oh, because of your accent as well. You know what? Sorry, I'm interrupting again. I'm really sorry. It's very rude. Here you go.
Hello, everybody. This podcast comes from, well, I guess you have already figured out where this podcast comes from because of my accent. I remember when, quite recently, I went to London. And when I was just pronouncing my first single word, for instance, the waiter at a pub was just saying, from Spain? Yes, but how the hell you know it? Because of your accent. And that's me. Although Luke might be thinking that this is another Jose's English podcast, this is not. This is Javier's English podcast. Because, in fact, my name is not Jose. My name is Javier. So, this is Javier's English podcast. And on this podcast, I'm going to try my best to deal with jokes. And here it comes, my first joke. Quite challenging, I guess, because it's a direct translation from a Spanish joke. And everybody knows it's not always funny when you translate a joke. Anyhow, let's rock and roll. What's the difference between a disaster and a huge disaster? A disaster. When you walk along the beach with your mother-in-law and a tremendous, enormous, great, huge wave comes and takes your mother-in-law away into the water, offshore. And so, what's a huge disaster? When another wave comes and brings you, your mother-in-law, back again onto the shore. That's a huge disaster. A terrific disaster.
Hello, everybody!
Hello!
I couldn't hear that.
Hello!
Well, as I suppose you have seen, I have very special guests with me tonight. First of all, I'm going to introduce you to my oldest daughter. She's my pet. She's going to tell you a joke, also translated from Spanish into English, but I think it'll work. Come on, Blanca, this is your turn.
Two people walking down the street, and one in the middle falls down.
Maria, what do you think about the joke?
That joke was great. I am cracking up.
Wow, I'm also cracking up. Shut up. I have another very special guest with me tonight, Blanca the Second. She has just come from the United States of America. She actually usually lives in Brooklyn, in New York City. and she has a very beautiful voice, and she's going to tell us an amazing joke. Come on, Blanca, it's your turn.
What do you call a crocodile in a vest? An investigator.
And I have another American boy, well, half American, half Spanish, who is a supporter of the New York Nets, aren't you?
Yes.
But he's also a supporter of Football Club Barcelona. And he's going to tell us another great, cool joke. Come on.
So, why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
Because he didn't have the guts.
What? What did you say? He didn't have the guts?
Yeah.
He didn't have the guts?
Yeah, he did.
This is Scott's turn. He is a very good friend of mine. He's half Scottish, half Spanish. He loves Atlético de Madrid.
Woo!
Don't you? Ah, no, no. He also loves Barcelona. I'm sorry, Scott. He is the son of a very good friend of mine who is going to tell us a joke in his very beautiful Scottish accent. Come on, it's your turn, Scott.
In a mountain house, a family never went to the city, and they decided to go to the mall without their mom. They see the lift, and the boy says, "What is this?" And the father says, "I don't know." After they see an old woman entering the lift, and a beautiful woman goes out of the lift, and the father shouts to the boys, "Call your mom to come here."
Well, cheers, guys. I'm afraid we don't have any more time left. We have to say goodbye. Goodbye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Oh, my God. Sounds like you're having so much fun. That sounded brilliant. That was Javier from Spain and his gang of children. The noisiest children in Spain. I wonder how many eardrums exploded around the world when those children appeared on the podcast. I'm just picturing people all around the world just pulling headphones out their ears and then putting them back in, because that was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Javier from Spain, and you've just heard competition entries from Hamid from Pakistan, Harvey from Colombia, Heen from Vietnam, Heidi from India, Hiroshi from Japan, Irina from Russia, Irul from Indonesia, Ivan from Indonesia living in Australia, Ivan from Russia living in Norway, and then Javier from Spain and his gang of children, some of whom were from, well, there was a girl from Brooklyn, there was a kid from Scotland called Scott. Fantastic stuff. Don't forget to pick your favorite one. Pick your favourite, go to the comments section, teacherluke.co.uk, find the competition entry episode number 4, and leave your vote. Just name and country of the person, the recording that you like the most. Please do that, and that would be wonderful. I don't know why I've started speaking like this, and it's become a bit weird now, but I'm sort of enjoying this for some reason. Don't speak like this. This would be weird if you went out into the world using this kind of weird intonation. It's not an accent, or it's just weird. Don't copy me. Okay, that was a strange episode. I don't know what happened to me then. That happens sometimes. I just go weird and just get excited. All right. That's it for this episode, and you can now listen to episode number 5, because that's going to be available to you right now, I believe. So for episode 4, it's goodbye, but episode 5 is going to be coming up very soon. All right, good. Speak to you soon. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks for listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.